Yeah, he rushed it.
Yeah, he did. A line drive shot that hit the side of the
good
rim.
Pass.
And now Nash back the other way. Beautiful pass, Robinette. And here come the Eskimos. They're back within 10. And an and one opportunity for Jared Nash. He has 14 and his first bucket of this half. Brad Spindler the foul, his second. Gladstone was in a tie game at the half. They now are in a 10-point lead. Things can change quick, though.
Yeah, let's see if they can get it within 5 points before going into the fourth, because that'd be huge.
He makes the free throw, and they have not missed. They've missed one free throw all night, and that was on a lane violation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Escanaba keeping themselves in the game from the line. 8 for 9 at the line, and they may want to try to get there more. A little bit of a half-court trap, but the Braves shed it inside, and the
defense.
Nest gets blocked by Ouellette. Now Robinette back. They could get it down to 7, maybe 6. Robinette penetrates. Kick off to Ouellette. Put it on the baseline. He missed the shot. Loose ball, and Ness able to get it. Did he step out of bounds, though, or travel? One or the other. He did. Out of bounds. It'll be Escanaba ball. The Eskimos do a little trash talking down there. Ben
like
Willis and Peyton Fidel. A little extra clap in the face.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
Yeah, you do. Here's Robinette, a deep three. Got it!
There you go.
Oh, they're back within 6, just like that, as Robinette just buried a triple, and it was deep.
Mm-hmm, that's a big shot right there.
57-51. The 14-point lead for the Braves is down to 6. Here's Spindler. Got it to Caster. Tough shot, and one!
Reese is fired up after that one.
Well, there's a little bit of talk going both ways.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big-time play there, though, by Reese Caster.
Yeah. Escanaba was on a little run right there, and he answered by getting this end one.
Ben Willis, his second foul. Free throw for Reese. Yes. The old-fashioned three for Caster.